Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm going to ask you about what's going on in the nation's capital, Sacramento. That's really important.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Wow, Evan. That's why your back's hurt. That's my dude.
Apparently, nobody out there is worried that if I lift weights, I'll get yoked.
Well, I think we're past that joke.
What about...
But you would look more... You could tell. Your blood would... I'm just telling you. I compare... Evan, tell me. Give me 1 through a 10. Give me a number here. Lifting weights is like putting the air in a tire. Oh. When you go pump and you get that blood going... That air goes to the muscles, and you like, look at that boy's back. Look at that chest. And then when you're not, it's like me. You just hate, oh, God.
By the way, that's a new shirt.
Well, glad you.
I like those kind of shirts.
This whole thing, got it for my birthday.
Yeah, no, I like that.
Yeah, I'm doing it no justice with the fit and the hat. Had a long weekend.
What happened? Well, I saw you Saturday. You were fine. You weren't all liquored up.
Yeah, Sunday.
No, you came. You stole the show.
I did have a red cup Saturday.
You stole the show.
Now I went in four corners. I don't think I did, and I don't think I tried.
All right.
But someone overheard somebody say, "My dad's name is Daryl. He talks a lot too." That was brought back to mind. Hey, Evan. That was somebody said, "My dad's name is Daryl. He talks a lot too." I didn't like that.
Well,
they'll remain anonymous.
I'll just share with you a little information. So I got there around 3-ish.
Hey.
There were some people there. And as I was getting out of the car, I overheard some people, Lubman, and he said, "Oh, Steiny's here." And then I got there and I was involved. And then I was there for 20 minutes, and I would say that over the next hour, 7 people said, Steiny, is Goo coming?
That makes me feel good.
And I said, let me check.
And you did.
And your first answer was game time.
Yeah.
And that's when I told everybody, he's out.
Evan.
But he ended up showing.
Yeah, no doubt.
2 things. 1, the red carpet's not out for you everywhere you go. Number 2... The one thing you did miss, Goo, was...
This is... Oh, my... Set it up!
So there's a pool at the house, and there was a basketball hoop set up by the pool. It's for the kids. But a lot of the guys from the station played a game of pig, and Steiny was involved.
Oh, this is a joke.
He was... Dude, I
This is a joke.
And Steiny,
okay.
Number 1, 1A, was the first one eliminated. 2A, his last shot... He set up by saying 40 years of journalism is on the line and proceeded to brick the bucket.
It was an air ball.
It was not an air
ball. It was so funny.
Front rim. So don't do that.
Well, one of them was an air ball.
No, I didn't have an air ball. But here's the bottom line. Here's the way the pig event went. I'm, of course, minding my own business, entertaining in my inimitable way. Hey, Steiny, we're playing pig. You want to play pig? Mouth? Yeah. Sure. I'll shoot a couple goofy baskets at a pool basket. So I'm playing with Justin and Carter, and I make a shot, and Justin misses. And Carter misses a shot, comes back to me. I make another shot. Justin makes it. Carter misses. Back to me.
Yeah.
I hit two little half hooks, if you'll remember, from the mid-range area. Carter gets another letter. Justin gets another letter. Oh, okay. I'm up big. Guess what? Now Lubman jumps into the game with no letters. Okay? So basically, did I lose? Yeah. But I got nine letters off four other guys, and they got three off me. It's the way it goes.
Yeah, I was a little jelly, Evan. I know you were. Nobody asked me to shoot.
I know you were. Remember the shot I hit from deep when I was like automatic?
I must have went to a restroom.
Yeah.
But now, the other thing we have to discuss, because I want to ask you this. When you put your hand into a public bowl of anything, it could be chips.
This one does bother me.
It could be bread. Could be something that everyone else has to share. What percentage of the item in the bowl are you allowed to touch?
Ooh, this is... Because in the black community, you got to be careful. Because if it's like... I would say, Evan, touch 25% of it.
Oh, I probably did.
At least. Steiny must have manhandled every single chip in the chip bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're going to make
He went digging like national treasure is at the bottom.
And you called him on it, of course.
Oh, yeah. Evan was regular Groucho Marx on Saturday.
Well, what about me?
You weren't there yet.
No,
it was
I'm
like when we're
I
preparing
brought.
In the morning.
I'm in the store buying Ken a gift of Ciroc.
Yeah,
I show up and the Diddy slander, I like pull it off the shelf then. I didn't think of him when I bought the Ciroc.
So you just brought one bottle?
It wasn't long. It was a tall bottle. It was a big one. And it was a pretty color, so that's why I went and got it. So it was a nice bottle. Evan, I didn't think.
By the way,
we can't buy Ciroc?
It's not a good look.
He said it was half off.
By the way, Carter, did you... I brought a big bottle of Fireball. Did you take it when you left? That's always a great trip.
No.
Here, I'm going to bring a bottle of something, and then you take it home when it's got 3/4 left.
Dude, wow. You brought Fireball?
Yeah. And I didn't want to get into this, and I'm not going to.
You're critiquing my gift.
Nope.
Diddy.
I brought a bottle of Fireball and a 12-pack because, I had a plus one.
Well,
so.
Well, I spent more than you.
No, you didn't. Those things are like $19, those Ciroc's. And if it's not the original, and it was a what's it called? Like the Costco version.
No,
it's like a Safeway.
That's
where
I got it.
What's Safeway's brand? Like they have their own signature. It's Signature.
But it's Ciroc.
Well, is it?
The young kids, they didn't like it. I was blown away. Like, you can't take it off the shelf then.
Steiny, what did you get, Ken? I just told you. 12-pack and a bottle of
How were
of
you feeling
fire.
When you left?
That's
a lot of cigars being smoked. Steiny,
I can't either.
That was my gift.
Did you? That's a good gift.
You brought cigars?
Yeah, I know Ken likes cigars, so I brought four different ones.
From where, Evan? Like, where do you go get yours? I'll be real.
Well, I was going to stop at this place in Oakland, but I had a guest with me. I didn't want to take him to East 14th, so I dropped him off.
My neck.
Yeah, I was going to stop at International, but it's neither here nor there. So we went to this one in Walnut Creek.
All right.
Probably a good move.
Now, you know me, when I'm sipping, I'll smoke, Steiny. What, like when I was gambling in Reno and the old lady had the cigarette.
Cigarettes.
Give me that thing. No, for me not to go with the cigars is starting to bother me. Because these cigar lounges are taken off. And if you don't smoke, what's the point being there?
Well, they're
music.
I'll tell you what's really cool is going to a cigar lounge and then wearing the same clothes the next day. That's a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Yeah, it reeks.
Okay, so I didn't want to do this, but
this
crap about me reaching in for the tortilla chip.
Oh, he was right.
Digging.
Okay, so... There was a problem that I didn't want to bring up. But ordinarily, you'd be right. You don't want to finger up the whole bowl. But that's assuming that all the chips are intact and they're big chips.
Yeah.
The problem was that there were a lot of stubbies.
Oh.
It was one of those, you know, there were a lot of stubbies. You had to kind of search for the big chip and you had to, you know, seek them out. And so sometimes that involved going, you know, a half inch beneath the surface.
Oh,
wrong.
Evan didn't like it at all. I would have passed, Evan, after. I wouldn't have, like, your hands all sweaty.
No, it wasn't.
I'm just, that's, you know.
It wasn't that hot out there that
but
day.
It don't matter. Germs.
Anyway.
I just had to make sure that everyone else saw.
Yeah, Evan was.
What we all
Evan was,
needed to see.
Evan was a big Evan fan on Saturday.
Oh, whoa!
So he didn't like it because Dana laughed at him.
And there you go. Dana's the man.
I wasn't crazy.
I got to be careful real quick. Yeah. You got to be careful with Dana because he's one of those like Bonte take Frankie. Yeah. People might take Dana off your
hands.
You
can take him. You can take him.
Big D!
You know, and you know, Evan's coming down my road about, you know what? I didn't like what Evan was wearing.
Now, I said, I felt like I had a tuxedo.
I didn't like it.
I would, Evan, you were, no, he had the tank top and
he
shorts.
He had a tank
and
top.
And the flip-flops.
Yeah.
There was a swim party, Stani.
Yeah.
It was 78 degrees outside.
Did you go into the pool? No.
Well, no, of course
you
not.
You didn't.
Spadoni was dressed like Evan. I liked it.
Spadoni doesn't own a good pair of clothes.
No, stop. I've seen him out.
NBA Finals 1-1 goo wins game 3.
Oh my God, Wednesday. Like everything you wanted, just make the final.
Yeah, I didn't want this.
This is not good, man. Sunday, why do we gotta wait?
It's every year they do this, pretty much.
The baseball, finals. I get is back to back. Super Bowl is what it is. You can't compare, but you think this is hurting it? Is it too big of a layoff? Forget guys being arrested.
You know, the kids have a phrase, it is what it is. Yeah. This from the 510. Hey, Daryl, I just met Norm. What a nice guy. I deliver for UPS to the house in Union City. I took a moment to introduce myself. I see where, I see where you get your good looks and great attitude from.
Wow.
Okay, I told him you and Matt are the best 4 hours of my day. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
That's big, if true.
That
I'll text
nice.
Pop to see if that happened.
That is.
But who would text that trying to trick us?
Demetrius.
Oh, okay.
He said his name, Demetrius. So.
Think about that. He's got 24 hours in his day, regardless what the boss says about us. He said his best four are listening to us and Evan.
Now, why wouldn't you view that as a red flag?
I could, but I won't. It's a compliment.
No, you should.
He gets something from
D. Demetrius. We appreciate it. We absolutely appreciate it.
Before we get back to sports and the regular scheduled program, can I get my props on the 86 Lindell and the Wimbledon match?
I don't know. Can you?
No, I watched it with my own eyes. I was right. I double checked it, but that was a great match. Becker and Lindell. And it was on grass.
That would be Wimbledon.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Now, you do understand the difference between Wimbledon and the French Open.
Clay.
Right. But do you know what that means for the style?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. and you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Of the game.
Now, I'm not going to front and act like, I mean, one's grass, one's, no, I,
right, one's.
Do you?
Yeah, one's grass, one's clay.
Okay, that's.
Now, do you know what the difference is other than the substance?
Well, we said the slide, which now I thought was a detriment. You said it actually helps some of the tennis players. So I would think the French Open would be easier if I was taking on a somebody better than me, if that's going to even the playing field.
I would say yes and no. Clay is about the slowest surface.
So the ball.
So if a guy's, and Wimbledon, the grass is like the fastest surface out there. So at Wimbledon, you'll see a lot more aces.
Damn.
Guy'll serve and it's unreturnable. And at the French Open, you're liable to see more rallies, which
we saw.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. But on grass, it's a serve and volley type of game.
Because these guys were blistering the ball, Stoddy, and I'm like, how the hell is it not over the ball? But now you're telling me.
It just dies. It doesn't skid.
So Wrigley Field with the wind blowing in.
That would be Wimbledon.
Yeah, no, yeah, yes.
Because, yeah, Wimbledon's a lot of.
No, clay, it would be French Open because you're saying it's slowing down. After bounces off the clay.
Right.
Balls are easier. Why so many rallies yesterday?
That's why, because it's clay.
Damn.
That's why, because it's clay. And I believe, I don't know if all four of the majors, that would be Wimbledon's grass. The U.S. Open is the blue surface. I don't know what it's called.
Blue surface.
That they have at the Arthur Ashe facility.
The Australian and the U.S. Open are just hard court. Hard court.
Thank you.
Have you been to the U.S. Open, E? You strike me as the type that maybe have.
No, my brother went last year. Monte went last year.
That's
that was
right.
A lot of fun.
That's right.
Mullen hooked him up.
The place is apparently massive. Yep. Arthur Ashe Stadium's huge.
Have you been there?
I have not.
Man, that's on my bucket list.
It's a tennis center. I believe center court holds about 18, if I'm not mistaken, which is as big as the Chase Center. I got a great question for you.
Wow.
Remember I threw this at you earlier?
It ain't great, because I don't.
Well, you don't listen, so you wouldn't remember. So I'm listening in the morning, and he is on cloud nine right now about the Giants.
I love it, right?
And he's saying Magic's been recaptured, big crowds out at the stadium. I said, okay, probably there's something to that, but let me ask you a question, Goo. Next week, if I said to you, I'm going to throw this out to our listeners. The Giants play the Dodgers in LA this week. Okay?
That's wow.
Next week, the Dodgers. No?
No, the Dodgers do not come next week.
I thought it was. No, the week after. I thought you said Goo's going to be gone.
July. July is when the Dodgers are in San Francisco.
I can still do it. I can still do it.
Yeah, but I got you.
If you had right now. I'm giving you the best four seats in the house at Chase Center for the Valkyries Fever.
Wow.
Or I'm giving you the best four seats in the house where for you it would be where you sat the other night behind the plate. You said it was unbelievable.
Shout out Bram.
Now I got four of those for you when the Dodgers come in July. But you can only go to one game. Are you going to the Valkyries in the front row, or are you going to the Giants-Dodgers, best seats in the house, whatever you
this
deem them to be?
This is interesting. So it would definitely be a thought, Bastani. It would end up being a landslide because I would pick the Dodgers-Giants. But if you allow me, forget who's playing. I'll just make it baseball versus basketball. And there's just – in Bob Meyer's seats, I'll never forget. The ball hit me. I bounced past to Steph. There's just something about being that close as I was to a pitcher, hitter, and catcher in the game. Steiny, it hit different than me being up close watching Steph and Dr. J. So I would bypass the Valkyries fever just to watch that baseball jump and do what it did Friday night for me until the game was over. I'm telling you, man, I am back. I've been in love. I watch ball all day, every day. I watch Oregon State, Florida State College World Series last night.
Is that who's in the College World Series?
Two of the
teams. Do we know that for sure?
Two of the teams.
Okay.
And I was on the wrong side of it. But, Steiny, watching that ball and the pitcher and that bat, Olsen's home run, watching the risk, it's something different than basketball being up close, which is also awesome. What would you take?
I would take the Valkyries right now.
And tell me why.
Because of the
anything
novelty.
To do with basketball versus baseball? Or?
Not really. It's okay. More, I believe it or not, like who's a bigger draw? Ohtani or Caitlin Clark?
I got to say Ohtani, but it's up there.
I mean, I don't know. Like I would go to the Valkyries because that's an experience I have not had.
Oh, okay.
I have
you had, know what?
I've had.
Either have I.
Are you changing? Now you get Steiny, you're right. Now I'm going to do what
you want.
No,
I just love that validation of that experience you hadn't had. But if we could leave that off and let's just say you had, then give me the crux of your decision.
Yeah, like you've sat courtside before.
Yeah, that's why.
It would be because of the novelty of the Valkyries. You know, you're seeing a game. It's not the Warriors, so that's new.
Yeah.
And Caitlin Clark would be, to me, the big draw.
When did she come? It's been a little while.
You know what? I think it's June, I want to say 19th. It feels like it's going to be a maybe, maybe not.
Mm. Man, I hope. Stoddy, the Valkyries play tough, man. They play hard. Oh, thanks for stating that, Goo. But you get what? You watch them. They kicked Las Vegas' ass. And we're 9-point underdogs.
How do you know? Really? You go that deep with your game? Did you bet on the Valkyries aces?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Okay.
I know somebody that did.
49 Frankie?
He's mad at me. He heard me rip him about the finals. The ratings are down. He just tweeted like, Willard, I'm listening. But, no, I kind of like your answer, but I feel like again, if you had watched the Valkyries before.
I've seen them on TV. But what's a better atmosphere?
Well, Oracle right now, you can't lose. And I'm kind of mad at you because you've been saying that.
I mean, what do you do the 7 innings the Giants don't score?
Well, that's
just sitting there like a bump on a pickle.
That's a 9. But they're having Steph Curry Day, too. That's coming up, the Giants.
And what does that tell you?
He'll be in the house.
Let me guess.
Why wouldn't you have that?
I don't know who they're playing, but I'll bet whoever they're playing stinks. I'll bet you.
Okay, what is that about?
Well,
why?
It means that
the reason
you make it a Steph Curry Day is because they're playing the Expos on a Thursday night.
So homecoming, you're saying.
And no, you know you're only going to draw 18,000, but hey, maybe with Steph there, you'll get 28,000.
Well, that's why guys like Shasky are so fired up and excited. I just, you baffle me because I thought we had the conversation about this year's Giants before the 16-game stretch with 32 runs, that you were like, goo, people are coming out.
That was last year.
No, that was this year when we had the question that you posed about 2 weeks ago about what team would you rather be right now? And the fan base, the one positive or a few positives we gave the Giants were fans were coming out already. And that was just because
to
the Giant experience. And I talked about Mexico and just going to a Giant game and being out and about. We were giving Giant fans their kudos.
Yeah, it's a pretty big day, Steiny. It's a Saturday, number one.
Game for sure.
Mets are in town,
night
number
game.
2. 6:05 first pitch.
Yep.
I don't follow. So the Valkyries are playing the Fever when
my point is Steph Curry Day is a big day at the Giants.
Yeah, against the Mets. It's not homecoming against the Pirates.
Yeah.
It's a Saturday?
6:05.
Well, that means
it'll be a sellout.
that means, yeah, I guess.
You can finish
people
that
like
off.
The Mets. They're not the Yankees. They're not the Dodgers.
They're prestigious clubs.
No, they're not.
Stop.
They're more expensive than the Yankees.
They used to be the Giants' rival.
They were never the Giants' rival.
In New York?
The Mets? The Mets weren't in New York when the Giants were. I don't think.
No, help me out.
The Mets came in like late 60s.
The Mets replaced the Giants.
Well, my whole point. It's like the Colts and Ravens. The Browns in Baltimore. Yeah.
Baltimore went to Cleveland.
Cleveland went to Baltimore. Yeah.
So there's always that built-in. You know what I'm saying, Stoney. The Mets are if you said the five prestigious baseball teams, Giants.
Of course.
No, always
start.
Real.
You always start with a home team, don't you?
Well, he's not wrong.
Dude, I know I'm not wrong.
But okay.
It's not because of San Francisco.
And that's where I was.
But that's neither here nor there.
He understands.
Well, I'll come up with a five.
I'll come up with a five.
For the Mets. I mean, there's no history.
Shasky, Texas.
Oh, boy. All right.
I'll read on
the side. Oh, I forgot. I was going to stop doing that. Remember? I told you. You remember Friday? I said he was going to stop doing that. You don't remember, do you?
I do.
Remember when I said, "Yo, I got to stop doing something?"
There was a list of those.
No, there was one thing. Just one thing.
You failed.
No,
I did it with Shasky. I haven't done it with Goo yet.
Oh, please. I'll read his text on the other side.
Hey, coming up tonight at 7 o'clock, the Valkyries, they take on the LA Sparks, and you can hear the game right here on 95.7. And also the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Kevin Dana, Sophia Jones there on the call. And you can watch the games on KPIX Plus. That pregame starts at 6:30. And that segment was also brought to you by Safeway.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.